Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Time to Hustle and Shine. Reporting live from the Brown and Kruber Studios. It's Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. We have reached the high for the day, 51. Light rain now in some parts. It is heavy, especially in the Northland.
ID!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Red Friday / National Dressing Day?
Oh, National. Oh, I love dressing. Mm-hmm. You talking about Thanksgiving dressing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay. It's Red Friday! Woo! Let's see if these cheats gonna give us a headache this weekend. We talking with Ron Hughley starting at 7:38.
And then, of course, your TMG goes down at your 23s. Kirk Franklin shares as a youngin', he used to think that marriage would fix him, and what kind of got him through that?
Ha ha! What did he know? We got your motivation on the way in 10 minutes, but Kansas City, you done reached the end of the weekend. It's time to party. It's time to celebrate on this Forget About It Friday as we march on to the weekend on Kansas City's number one, the undisputed, for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks, Deanna Hustle. Please let these Kansas Cityans know who they messing with.
It's Hot 103 Jams.
I love those cheese.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Accept your limitations, then find a way around them. Be realistic about what you can and cannot do. Then make use of what you can do to achieve what you intend to achieve. Yes, the easiest, most obvious path might be blocked, but that doesn't mean every path is blocked. Instead of fighting and complaining about factors that can't be changed, look for that other path. Instead of resigning yourself to defeat, push yourself to be innovative. You won't usually end up following your purpose in exactly the way you first imagined. Yet, there are multiple avenues for fulfilling whatever drives you. Your limits are there to guide you, not to stop you. If one way doesn't work for you, find and pursue the one that will. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time. We have reached the high for the day, which is 51, rainy skies, and KCK. The late and great Chadwick Boseman was honored the other day with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. His family and friends and even co-stars were there to present that honor. And some of his peers delivered a powerful speech, including from Viola Davis.
Chadwick, you channeled the divine. You were a conduit. A source of connectiveness that every single human being that's faced, who is on this earth, is searching for.
Continuing to send love to Chadwick and all his friends and his family, of course, gone too soon. Switching over into the sports world, LeBron James and Steph Curry speak on the 2028 Olympics and if they can see themselves on that big stage again.
You think you got an LA Olympics? When is that? Is that next one?
28?
You already know my answer. You already know.
I won't be watching this conference.
You did plenty of Olympics.
Yes, man.
You did plenty of them. You think you might?
God willing, I still have the choice and the physical option to be like, I could actually impact the team. I never say never, but I highly doubt it.
Hmm. Well, we're at the end of an era.
Yeah, I don't even know why that was even a question.
Because like, LeBron didn't already played beyond what most people have ever played. So I feel like the question always got to be there. Just in case.
Nah, man. You think, they old, man. They wasn't supposed to play in the last Olympics.
Duh. You know? But we needed them because we needed them. So.
Yeah, well.
LeBron James.
Always got to play that whenever the opportunity presents itself.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Busy Bit Man, 816 Day. We on Hustling and Shop.
On a more serious note, as we turn our attention towards things that's going on in the city, D, there was a woman found shot to death inside a vehicle near 55th and Wabash. And they're investigating this homicide. And they were dispatched. Officers were around 7:30 p.m. on East 55th Street. When they arrived, they searched the area of evidence, a gunfire, and located a vehicle in the East alleyway where they found an adult female who was unresponsive, and she was declared dead at the scene. And there have been a number of, you know, Mayor Lucas put out some stats about the city's violent numbers going down. And I would like to think that the news has reflected that. I would say one of the past month and a half or so, things have been, it seems, things have been tame. Mm-hmm. But this past week
has been crazy.
It's been challenging a little bit. There's been a couple other unfortunate homicides in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And as we approach, you know, Thanksgiving coming up this holiday season, just want to remind everybody to, you know, keep it cool, be easy. There's a lot of people going through a lot of things. We just got through with the shutdown, and that has ramifications all over the place.
Yeah.
So everybody's on edge. People are emotional. People are broke. People seem to have some despair and no hope for what's about to happen in the future. So I just say all that to say that I want to encourage everybody to keep it cool and to give a little grace as we head towards Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
Shout out to all the cousins hitting that hustle and that shine text line. Shout out to Rich Harris. As always, shout out to the KC Rattlers basketball team and Anastasia Jackson. Also, a big shout out to Sean. Trying to see whose husband is that. She says, shout out to my husband, Sean. You work so hard every day, and I appreciate that. That's major. Love that for you. And then shout out to Lady J. Big love to Brandon Blake on the Twitter side.
My dog.
We appreciate all the cousins that's always tapped in with us.
Absolutely. And don't forget, man, we got that 32nd annual toy and food drive. It is going down.
Right around the corner.
December 5th and 6th, man. We going to be at the Walmart on 350 Highway in Raytown. We coming your way. It kicks off that Friday with Hustle and Shine in the morning at 6 a.m. We're going to wrap it up at 9 p.m. And then we're back at it Saturday, December 6th, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Walmart Supercenter. 350 Highway in Raytown. Please help us support Harvesters and Toys for Tots. Going to help local families this holiday season have a good holiday season. For details or to donate online, make sure you head on over to KPRS.com. They call him Walt Lee. Dundilla the Pauper. Landmark that. I'm KC Store. Look, he's associated with so many things. The veteran click, DJ Fresh. The Pauper. Y'all know who he is, man. He's up hustling and shining. Good morning, fam. How you feeling?
I'm just out here active, man, doing what I got to do. Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
We appreciate you stopping by Hustle and Shine in the morning. You've been having a food drive going on down Ward Parkway. Could you tell the folks what's been going on?
I've been having food drives every Saturday. This is the third Saturday. It's tomorrow on November 22nd. It's going to be hosted by Forte and friends. And we're asking everybody in Kansas City to bring some non-perishable items to Ward Parkway. Enter on the state line side of the mall. between Firehouse Subs and Five Below. Come through and bring some non-perishable items. Those are things that does not have to be put into the refrigerator, like canned goods and rice and green beans and stuff like that, so that we can get these pantries and these churches filled up with enough food to feed everybody for Thanksgiving, those who are doing without.
What's on your Thanksgiving plate?
Lettuce.
Just everything?
Everything but chitlins.
Mm. So you don't discriminate. See, me and B, we super picky.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm. I need some stuffing, some turkey, some gravy, some green beans, right, and some macaroni and cheese, and I'm good. And some peach cobbler if they got it.
But do you have a family member that you don't want to cook or show up to?
I was just about to ask something like that.
Everybody
can throw down.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, everybody got a specialty, and that specialty is what they gonna bring. We don't want nothing.
Well, prayers to you and your stomach, man. We know. Hopefully, you got them good guts. Make sure y'all join the popper at the I'm KC store, War Parkway. Bring those non-perishable food items. We all trying to donate and trying to help the city. Make sure that we keep our food pantries up and stocked, and make sure that everybody has a good holiday season. Appreciate you, man. Thank you for hustling and shining this morning. Have a good one, and please continue to be a blessing.
And don't forget to slam that Z. You hear me?
The popper.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 on your time. We have reached the high for the day, which is 51 cloudy skies at East High School. Kirk Franklin says back in his early 20s, he foolishly thought marriage would cure some of his demons.
Bro, like no cap, I thought getting married was even going to help my addiction. I was 25 years old, and I thought getting married was going to help fix me, you know, because I didn't want to be living in sin. And I found out that right after I said I do, it didn't fix those things. It's because I'm still trying to divorce the love I never got from my mama, and that everybody becomes a victim of what I didn't have.
His what addiction?
I don't really know how to say it. It starts with a P, ends with an N.
Popcorn?
Ew. Four letter word.
Oh. Okay.
That's fascinating to me.
He also talked about lust being a thing and just kind of stuff of that nature. Mm. But this is kind of the conversations we've had a lot of time with about marriage. And that's why I've always said, if you are not in a place where you have discipline, marriage is not going to fix that. You should not just get married because you think that that's going to help shape your life.
That's true. And that's where you and I, mm-hmm, that's where we get disconnected. Because you think that I'm trying to get everybody married right now at this point. No. I'm saying you need to start the wheels in motion. And mostly I'm talking to the fellas, but it's really applicable to everybody. You need to get your wheels in motion to get your mind right to get married.
Meaning,
the lust part, like I said, double tapping the Instagram, honeys. Stop. You got to unfollow some people.
Preach.
If that's what you got to do for yourself, absolutely.
Yeah.
To me, that seems so strict. But some people, that might be serious for them.
I'm just saying, look, it's so many people that we're exposed to all the time. You ain't supposed to be seeing all of what you're seeing all the time.
Yeah, I can understand that.
You're supposed to be looking at your partner like that all the time, not everybody else.
I get you. Shout out to Auntie Julie for letting us know that we can't say the word on air. Shout out to Auntie Julie. I said, look, I didn't know, but yeah, Kirk Franklin was speaking on his porn addiction. That's what he spoke on.
Ow.
So there's that. Switching over into Monica and Brandy. During a recent show, Brandy just randomly announced, hey, we got a Vegas residency. Although that is not confirmed, Monica backs it up and says she's open to it and she's trying to manifest it.
So basically, my good sis is manifesting that. It's not already set up. It's something she wants to do. And I've enjoyed doing the tour so much. Here's the thing. When they were asking me early on to do the tour, or people were bringing the tour up, I was repeatedly saying, let Brandy and I talk. And as you see, as soon as she and I sat down, here we are.
That's what it's like holding a secret with Deanna, y'all.
What you mean?
He's gonna bust out with it.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
Oh my God.
We wouldn't be saying nothing that need to be said in public. Like, it's not even... Our off-air conversations are enough. And if we have those on air, that would be an issue. We might get some phone calls. Hello. We just might.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Jay White, did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustlin' Shine on Hot 103.
He's back every Friday talking Chiefs. Ron Hughley, straight from Foolish Club Media. Please check out the Show and BK podcast every single week to get you ready for the week's Chiefs game. And while you're at Foolish Club Media, tap into Brian's World, too. But it is Week 12
in the National Football League.
As our Kansas City Chiefs limping back to Arrowhead to face these old Colts and run. Between the lack of running game, the lack of discipline, the penalties. I don't know, man. I'm not sure if this coaching staff is doing enough. What are your thoughts?
Well, first off, I've been worried about you all week. I know how you take these things. I've been worried about
stuff.
You.
He's been throwing stuff around the studio, man.
I'm about to say, I feel like Sunday's game was one of those ones where Brian just sat there in whatever spot he was watching it for maybe an additional 30 minutes. Didn't even realize 60 minutes was on. Just sat there and just.
I love 60 minutes, by the way.
It just kept going. No, man, listen. I've heard a lot this week. And I've heard things from the coaching staff, the running game, all of this stuff. Like, we've reached this point now where people want to take the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hands and give it to Kareem Hunt. Look, we can talk about the coaching staff. You know, if they know, teams are starting to know the Chiefs now. Teams have known the Chiefs for the last 7 years. Listen, we got to just be honest about it. And I am. It's not all this thing's fault. But the biggest difference that's happening in these five games, the biggest difference, not the biggest reason, but the biggest difference is 15 is not playing to the level that 15 usually plays and we're accustomed to him playing. Now, we can talk about, oh, man, I'm not running the ball enough. How many touchdown passes you think he missed in that game? How many big plays did he miss in that game? How many terrible decisions did he make in that game? Right? Like, we could talk about it. They probably should have scored 28 points against that defense. Like, I'm not saying Pat is playing terrible, but Mahomes, we've seen Juwan Taylor have penalties. Hell, he had one illegal procedure penalty. That's not bad for him. We've seen that happen. We've seen some players drop balls. But Patrick Mahomes has always been the best player on the field, and he's more one of the best players that then makes brutal mistakes in the game. That's been the biggest difference to me. We could talk about, oh, man, this offense looks stale. No, it didn't look stale when Worthy is running by himself repeatedly in the middle of the field, or Thornton is running by himself in the middle of the field, or Hollywood is open on plays in the middle of the field. So I just think, man, the good part about it and the bad part about it is the bad part is the person and the people who keep screwing things up are people you trust. The good part about it is I believe in Patrick Mahomes is the best I've ever seen do it, that he won't keep playing like this. But to me, like that, he is making the coaching staff look bad with some of the misses.
Travis Kelce, on his recent podcast episode, he said, everybody's got to look themselves in the mirror, man. You can't sit around pointing fingers. For the next several games, what do you think, outside of the missed opportunities, do you think that the Chiefs need to figure out to get us to the point where we're not scared that we're going to miss the playoffs?
Yeah, I really think it's not even about the opponents right now. I think it's about themselves. And they're playing arguably the best team, or at least the team that's having the best season in the league. And I don't even think it's about them. It's about, hey, can we get to the half without 9 penalties? Hey, can we stop making critical red zone errors? Can we stop missing big plays? Can somebody make a play? Can we figure out how we can't give up 3rd-and-11, 3rd-and-8, 3rd-and-15, 3rd-and-11, 3rd-and-12 to Bo Nix?
Killing them.
Like, yeah, I mean, I just think when I watch these games, with the exception of Buffalo, when I watch these games, it feels a lot like the Chiefs are doing this to themselves. That's what it feels like to me a lot of the time. So I think they just got to focus on themselves and not beating the Kansas City Chiefs themselves.
B-Shining's best bets. Jonathan Taylor coming in as the best running back in the league this year. He is on fire, definitely an MVP candidate. Over or under 120 rushing yards for Jonathan Taylor. I'm going under. This Chiefs run defense is still pretty damn good.
Yeah, yeah. James Cook is the only one who's got him. Like, you know, last week Denver wants to run the ball, and, you know, all I've heard all this week now is take the ball out of the best player in the world's hands and let's give it to Kareem Moore. But Denver, I look over there, they want to run the football, and they didn't. They ran for about 2.5 yards a carry, so they stopped the run. So I'm gonna take the under, and I'm be honest, Brian, it's got to be the under if they gonna win this game and have themselves the best chance. They cannot let Jonathan Taylor go off.
Well, based on that, I guess I'll go under. I was looking at his stats. I did see the last 3 out of 5 matches he went 150 plus, so I had to check on that. But we'll go under on that.
Jonathan Taylor, he's crazy good. All right, we'll see what these Chiefs do against these Colts. You know, I hate them horseshoes coming in Arrowhead. And we got to wake up a little early because it's a noon game.
You don't like those? I prefer, you know what? I prefer 3 o'clock. That's the time I enjoy.
All right, Ryan. Quick turnaround next week as Thanksgiving is coming. Them Chiefs against them Cowboys. We'll holler at you next week, man. Be a blessing.
All right, man. I'll be in town.
Yes, sir.
Come on through.
Yo, this will be the one them called Tech Nine. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
Let's get in the booth, D.
Oh, it's that time. Hold up.
Come on. Keep it going now. Keep it going now. Keep it going now.
Freestyle Friday, right?
Uh-huh.
Let me get into my Rob Lowe Star Shay lyric bag
come
one time.
Come on.
Get up and get out. It's Red Friday. Check or deposit. We want to get paid. Hustle shine in the morning always.
Uh-huh.
Be careful on them roads. We want to see you Monday.
Come on. What's happening this weekend, D?
Well, you know, I'm kicking it off. Major shout out to the Scorpios. Today is actually the last day of Scorpio season. Aww. I'm celebrating CJ's birthday, so a nice little happy hour with the friends.
Yeah.
So I'm keeping it chill.
Okay.
And then Saturday, of course, we talked to the Popper earlier. He got the food drive cracking tomorrow.
You know it. Going down at the I'm KC store at the War Parkway Mall. Make sure y'all check them out. Donate some of those non-perishable food items. We need it.
Yeah, and while that's going on, I'll be over at the Kingship Cafe.
Uh-oh.
At a speaking engagement. We're going to have a good time. It's a live podcast, so I'm very excited to be a part of that conversation. Shout out to Kingship. And then after that, you know, I'm kicking it out. I hope you ain't got no plans so you can slide on through, because I'm having the Cousins Giving at Brick House 10 p.m. Shout out to Skittles hosting Sagittarius. We kicking off Sagittarius season. So,
she's,
you know,
a brick.
So, of course, all the Sagittarius are free till 11 p.m. Pull up on me at Brick House.
And then, of course, on Sunday at Arrowhead, noon, high noon, that is, our Kansas City Chiefs going against some old funky old Indianapolis Colts.
Losers.
We gonna get a dub this weekend. Don't worry about it, y'all. Mm-hmm. And shout out to my dog, DJ Austin Garvey. Y'all know he made it home safe, just to give you an update on
that.
But they got the him and Catherine, they got the tailgate, man, popping off for the home game. So that's where they gonna be at.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully Austin Garvey won't be driving from another club going to the tailgate at Arrowhead on Sunday. But y'all be safe out there, Arrowhead, and whatever you're doing this weekend. Remember, hustle and shine in the mornings. Number one thing that you need to do,
don't be an idiot.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:26 on your time. It's a high of 52, which is the high for the day. Rainy skies at Swope Park. Megan Thee Stallion's defamation trial against the blogger Milagro Grahams has officially started. Meg's legal team accused Grahams of accepting a total of $3,000 for Tory Lanez's father between 2020 and 2022. Now, according to multiple outlets, Grahams admitted to receiving the money but claimed that the payments were for personal reasons such as children's birthdays and promotional work. Instead, of course, Megan's lawyer team and legal team is saying that Milagro Grahams was paid by Tory Lanez to spread lies about her. And it even got to the point where Megan said when she spoke that When she testified, she said that Grams had her to a point where she didn't even care about being alive.
I beg your pardon?
So case is still going on. Of course, you'll be the first to know with any updates. In other news, Ja Rule getting jumped last night in New York? What? Tasha K reported on it, and now Ja Rule hit up Twitter to clear some things up. He said, Tasha, why you lying to these good people? But he did say yes. Somebody's people tried to jump me. No, it wasn't at a specific location. He said he's currently chilling, smoking a joint with not a scratch on him.
Oh, he gave him that three-piece extra crispy.
Oh. So,
he got the worst of it.
So I'm sure we will see. There's cameras everywhere in this day and age. There has to be a video.
I know 50 Cent going to pay somebody to get some of that.
50 Cent going to be posting something about it today.
The man hit you with a three-piece extra crispy with no side.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's the last day of Scorpio season. You know what's around the corner. But shout out to those determined, resourceful, and loyal Scorpios.
Happy birthday. Put your hands up.
Sending a happy birthday to Nigerian singer, songwriter, and record producer, Davido. Sending over a happy birthday to author, film producer, and actress, happy birthday, Sherry Johnson. And a big happy birthday to former NFL star, current sports commentator, and the original Lisp. Happy birthday to Michael Strahan.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib to wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Vanessa Chave Collins, Deidre Lachelle, and Angela Strong. Sending birthday love to Erica Gibson Cade and Shantae Bywater. Happy birthday, Kenneth Moore and Shay Howard. Plus, sending birthday love to Terrence Bombell. Plus, a big special happy belated birthday to a Kansas City icon. Happy birthday, my dog, Marks My Barber, and everybody else born on November 21st. Happy birthday, Scorpio. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, cousins. This is Keisha. How y'all doing?
Hey, Keisha. What you doing on this Red Friday?
I am working. Don't tell nobody.
Keisha, what that check engine light looking like when you was on your way to work?
You know what? Everything is green. I am good. I'm feeling good. My car is running good. So today, everything is well in my world. I woke up.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I like that. Great energy going into this. Okay, go ahead and finish them lyrics in order to secure this prize, cousin.
She done told me the love was gone.
She done told me, baby.
Never thought that you'd be wrong. But I thought that this love was wrong. Till I saw you in a no more shopping spree. No more late night creep. No more VIP. No more dough. We can't even kick it no more.
Shopping spree.
Yes, cousin. You did that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so good, we had to continue it.
I know, I felt the vibe.
All right, Keisha, you getting that $30 Kansas Lotto of instant tickets. That ticket can give you the chance to win up to possibly $100,000, and you're now qualified to win $1,000 in our free fall cash contest. You get all that money, what would you spend it on?
You know, I am adulting for real. Mm. And I got some bills to pay. Mm-hmm. Drop my kids a little change. Mm-hmm. And put a little bit of money away.
Give them $5 a piece.
That's all they're getting, though, because everybody else is gainfully employed as well.
Yep.
I'll be waiting on my $5, cousin.
$5, Buster.
Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine on 103.
Making that real money.